salvation. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread? Or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. Several years ago, I attended a dinner to raise money for our diocesan seminarians called Taste of Faith. Many of you have gone to those dinners as well. Monsignor Scott Friend, the vocation director, related the story of going to the hospital to anoint Joseph Chan after his nearly life-ending car accident. Joseph was teetering between life and death when Monsignor Friend arrived at the hospital together with a local priest from St. Louis. The local priest sounded skeptical when he said, "Yeah, he's probably not gonna make it." And Monsignor Friend fired back, "Well, then it's a good thing I'm the one giving him the anointing of the sick, isn't it? I believe he will make it." In other words, have a little faith in the power of prayer and in God's love for his children. Believe, and you will receive. And where is Joseph Chan today? He is a healthy and holy priest serving in Little Rock. Last Sunday, Dr. Henry Udodge passed out during Mass at the 5 o'clock Life Teen Mass. Actually, he passed out during my homily on stewardship. Someone said, "It was just at the moment I said, 'Can't you give a little more this year?' that Henry collapsed." In any event, while we waited for the ambulance to arrive, the congregation prayed the rosary together. By the time we got to the end of the second glorious mystery, Henry was able to walk out of the church on his own power. He smiled and he waved at me, letting me know he was okay. Or maybe he was just happy he got to leave early during my sermon on stewardship. Prayer uttered in faith is powerful, because it invokes the name of a loving God to bless his children. Believe, and you will receive. In the gospel today, Jesus urges his disciples to do the same, to pray with faith and believe that they will receive. And so he says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." In the case of Joseph Chan and Henry Udodge, that's exactly what happened. We asked for healing, and healing was given to them. But what about all those times when it seems God's answer is no, and we do not receive what we ask for? And by the way, that seems to be the case more often than not. God sounds like Meghan Trainor, who sang, "My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go." To answer that objection, Jesus adds, "If you who are wicked know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who seek him?" That is, when God says no to something we request, it's because he wants to give us something better. God says no to nature in order to give us grace. He denies us the natural to give us the supernatural. He holds back earthly goods in order to give us heavenly blessings. An ancient aphorism teaches, sometimes the good can become the enemy of the best. The prayer of faith invokes the name of a loving God who sometimes says no to the good things that we request, but only so he can say yes to the best things that he has in store for us. Believe and you will receive the best, not the good. My friends, this is the spirit in which we need to pray. And pray with confidence. Why? Well, because the prayer of faith invokes the name of a loving God who wants to open up the floodgates of heaven so his blessings rain down upon us. So go ahead and ask to win the Chicago lottery. Plead to make the big business deal. Pray for a cure for cancer. Seek healing for your marriage. Ask for your children to be rich and famous. Beg God. The priest will give shorter sermons. Fat chance. Pray for more rain. Pray for more sunshine. Ask to stop world hunger. Ask for anything. Ask for everything. But realize that when God sounds like Meghan Trainor and says no to something good, it's because he's saying yes to the best. Believe and you will receive, just like Joseph Chan and Henry U. Dodge did. But also remember the ancient little aphorism: when you pray, don't let the good become the enemy of the best. Praised be Jesus Christ.